praise the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. What an awesome God we serve. We welcome you back to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank God that we are divinely connected in the spirit to do the will of the Lord as brothers and sisters in Christ. So as we come together, we want to just share some things tonight. We may be jumping from here to there, but it's just some words of encouragement and sharing and knowledge of, you know, some things that we can be able to be more encouraged to stand fast, hold fast to the promises of the Lord, and also to defeat the hand of the enemy. The more knowledge that we have of God's word and walking in obedience to his word, glory to God, the more that we're going to find favor and find ourselves blessed and prosperous and being into a place where we can be able to walk even more in our authority and walk in our peace and the joy of the Lord. So we give God glory and praise for this blessed day that he's added into our lives. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He is such a marvelous and wonderful God. We give all glory, praise unto him, and we said we pledge our allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. We bow down to him and him only, regardless of the fears and the tactics of the enemy that wants to cause us to renounce who our God is. The devil is a liar. We renounce the devil and bind up the force of the enemy and confess that Jesus is Lord and ask of him to strengthen us that we may be able to stand more boldly and not allow the cares of this life and the fears and the fear tactics that the enemy use and the death threats and all the other things that go on to cause us to take down from who our God truly is. But that's because we have to be in a place with a strong relationship and letting that word abide on the inside of us, and we stand it on the truth of his word and not being moved through our intellect. It has to be by the Spirit that we stand strong and firm on the promises of the Lord and to know that he's faithful, and when his word go out, it accomplished everything that he set it out to do, because he's not a God that he should lie and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. So we have to keep our trust and faith in him to know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. What an awesome God we serve. So we do thank the Lord for his goodness and kindness and most of all salvation through Jesus Christ, and thank God for the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the leader, the guide. We thank God, glory to God, for his anointing. We thank God for favor, renewed mercies every morning, for grace. We thank him, glory to God, for his loving kindness, because it had not been for the love of God and sending his son, because he so loved us, how much more so much his son loved us that he spared us. He saved our lives by giving his life so we can be able to be a partaker, glory to God, of the kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord and thank God that he's at the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf. And though we may err, things may transpire in our life, he is our advocate, so we can come to him and confess our sins and our faults and whatever and cast them upon him and repent and believe God that he'll strengthen us and we'll be able to stand so we can be overcomers, triumphers, and victorious in him. Praise the Lord. Father, we do honor you today and we give you glory for this blessed, marvelous, wonderful day that you added into our lives. We thank you for being the God of our salvation, the author and the finish of our faith, our strong tower, our high tower, whatever we need, God. We thank you for being the shield and the buckler. God, we bless you today for your loving kindness, for another day that you added into our lives that we may glorify you. We may be able to repent. We may be able to help someone. We may be able to be a greater light. Whatever area that we need you, we thank you for your faithfulness and you being the, glory to God, the God of our salvation. Glory to God, we can just not just say those words just lightly, but truly you are. So we thank you, Lord God, for strength today, the encouragement to be able to stand and go through and be overcomers in this trying and testing time. We thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength and the peace in the midst of so many trials that it passes all understanding. We ask you, Lord God, to help us that we may be able to stand and live a holy and righteous life. And for some people, that's almost like a curse word because it's just something that's been said and in the word, but it's a way of life that you're requiring of us that we must walk in. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Bless the prayer warriors, bless the anointing vessels that you've call and set aside for such a time as this to intercede on our on one another's behalf and on the body of Christ and ask even for the world. And we thank God for the men and women of God, glory to God, in the kingdom, that we remember that we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Praise the Lord. I was looking at something the other day, but I didn't get to complete it, but I have some other things to share along with it. And it came to, can you worship? When a man of God had spoke this word in part of his message, Pastor Gary said something like, can you worship while the word is working? And it goes back to some words that was being shared and preached and ministered on, even when the young lady was gave her the topic about what to do while you're waiting. And the Lord blessed in that. And sometimes we don't wait on the Lord while we're waiting for the word to work. And so in order to be able to work, to wait on him while it's working, you got to have faith. Because sometimes, you know, we say a lot of things and boast a lot of things, and God move in this behalf, on our behalf, in this area, in that area. And then sometimes we can get stuck in the mud or in the middle of the road when certain consequences or circumstances occur. And the same faith that it took for that healing is the same faith that it'll take for whatever it is that if you're in a financial crisis and look like everything is falling apart there, same faith in that it'll take if your marriage is falling apart, the same faith, because it's the same God that changes not. And we have to apply the same faith. And different things happen, occur in our lives, and the trials and so forth like this, you know, all of it's not from the enemy. Some of it is for to help kill off this flesh and for us to be into a place that our trust and our faith be in the Lord, and that we're not going to hightail it and go back, glory to God, to the world and serve the our old master, the devil, or we're going to go ahead and stand and continue to press forward and trust God to bring us through, to bring us out of this dilemma or situation or circumstances or whatever we may be in. But it's amazing sometimes how people can have such great faith in an area that blows others' minds, to come through cancer or come through heart attacks and strokes and incidents and accidents and all kinds of stuff that is mind-boggling. And then they'll have a financial situation where it's like they're going to pull their hairs out. And it's mind-boggling sometimes where sometimes our faith is applied in certain areas and other things. We can't wait on the Lord for either, whether it's a spouse that we're waiting on. Sometimes the whether you've never been married and been single and single again because of a divorce, or single again because you're a widow or whatever, and you may have had some relationships and whatever like this, but then when you settle down and say, you know what, I'm going to wait on the Lord, but then sometimes the flesh cries out, and all the time it don't be just because that person is one to be intimate with somebody. Is intimacy is sometimes it's, some people get overwhelmed with loneliness. I can't stand to wait on the Lord for, because you know I just gotta have somebody, just somebody to talk to, this, that, and the other. And you'll be amazed by what the enemy will plague some people's minds with to keep them from being in a place, especially we're talking about believers, that they can't wait on the Lord and get into a place of real true worship. And he said we must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And sometimes, glory to God, those things of what we call worship, people that just do it temporarily, just raise hands or say a few words to the Lord here while all things are going well. But we have to get in a condition where we'll be able to praise God, worship him in the valley and on the mountaintop as well. Praise God. Amen. And so we got to be able to know that we have to be persistent. We got to have a purpose. We got to be able to be in a place where we know that we are overcomers, that we are victorious, and glory to God, and know, glory out through these trials, that this too shall pass. Amen. Praise God. I want to share a little something that it says for purpose, reason for existence, the reason which something exists or for which it has done or made, desired effect, the goal of intent, or outcome of something, determination, the desire or the resolve of necessary to accomplish a goal. Something one has in mind to get or to do, plan, aim, intentions. His purpose was to discover you know, we have to have that purpose to discover who Jesus is, what his word is saying for our lives, what we're going to do, what he says we're to do, what we are to accomplish, and glory to God, who we are in him and who he is in us. We got to still have that passion to a very strong feeling or emotion, glory to God. Hate and fear are passions. Often passion, strong feelings, or emotions as obstacles to civilized conduct or rational behavior. Passions have their roots in that which cripples, blemished, especially violent anger and rage. Okay, then you also share what it says concerning pursuit, to follow, to catch, or to kill, or to chase, or to proceed along, follow in action, follows. Then also, because we want to pursue after the Lord with everything in us, and we got to make sure that no matter what is going on in our lives, that we don't lose focus, that we got to keep looking to the hills and coming to our help, realizing our help coming from the Lord, and be determined that we're not going to allow the cares of this life to steal and kill, glory to God, to steal and to kill, glory to God, for whatever plans and purpose God has for our lives. We're going to know that we're going to be overcomers, overcomers to get the better of, win the victory over, conquer defeat. We can overcome difficulties, enemies, and our own faults. Rage over, and then we got to make sure that we don't allow the spirit of the enemy to come in to cause for us to be caught up in being vindictive or doing things, glory to God, to serve flesh, or the Bible says in James 5, I think it's 5, it says, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. We got to be to a point, know that God, Jesus is our vindicator, and that glory to God, vengeance is the Lord. And we're going to be victorious. The defeat of an enemy in combat, battle, or war, the advantage of superior or gain or defeating the enemy or an opponent in battle. And we know who our true opponent is, that we're going to triumph over, and that's the devil and whatever like this. We are not to be fighting flesh, even though flesh may be the one that's coming against us or being obnoxious, doing some things, criticizing or causing conflict or causing confusion. A vessel may be used by the enemy, but that is not our true enemy. Our enemy is the spirit that's behind that. So we got to listen to the voice of the Lord to know how to be victorious and be a conqueror, more than a conqueror, glory to God, and triumphant in Christ Jesus. Test, an examination, or a trial. We know there's testing times even when we're going through. Everything that we go through is not of the devil. There, God never tempt us, but tests will come. Just like even if it's a car, they got a temperature or some type of appliance. They got to take that thing to through a test to know, glory to God, that it can hold up. And then Jesus, the Lord got to know and stuff like that we're not going to turn tail. We got to be able to know that we're going to stay rooted and grounded, and we're going to serve him. We're going to be soldiers in the army of the Lord, and that we're going to be victorious. We may have some afflictions or some trials or circumstances may come, but he says many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them all. So just sharing a little bit of those things to know, glory to God. Can you worship while the work is being done? Or God is working through the word, because he can promise us some things, but the thing of it is, the enemy is not going to sit back and just allow us to be able to be triumphant, overcomers, and victorious in that. We have to go through the word of God, through having the power of the Holy Spirit, speaking and decreeing and declare what thus said the Lord, and to know, glory to God, who we are in him, to know, glory to God, that we have the power and authority to put him to flight, to put him in place, and to know, glory to God, we don't have to settle, glory to God, for what the enemy is offering or what he's trying to do. We have to know, glory to God, that we are a servant of the Most High God, and God has a plan for us, and that plan is good. And so we have to know, no matter what we go through this testing times, that we're going to be victorious. You will find no evidence in the New Testament that God intends for the believers to be in bondage. He does not intend for you to live in poverty, in lack, or want. His intention is that you be filled with the knowledge of his word and his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you will walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, that you be fruitful in every good work, that you increase in the knowledge of God, that you will know that hope of your calling, that you have the eyes of your understanding enlightened, and that you know the exceeding greatness of his power toward you, because you are a believer, a servant of Christ, the Lord, a soldier that's been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, Colossians 1, 9, and 10, Ephesians 1, 18, and 19. Everything God wrought in his earthly ministry was directly result of standing on his covenant with the Father. He made no reputation for himself, and you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Be strong in the Lord and not in self, in the power of his boundless resource, but on God's complete armor. Put on the complete armor of God so that you can successfully resist all the devil's methods and attacks. We are up against unseen powers that control this dark world and spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. Therefore, you must wear the whole armor of God that you may be able to resist in the day of power, of that even when you have fought to a standstill, you will still be able to stand your ground. Take your stand with truth as your belt of righteousness, your breastplate, that the gospel of peace firmly on your feet, salvation as your helmet, and in your hand the sword of the Spirit. The word of God above all, be sure you take faith as your shield, for it can quench every burning missile the enemy hurls at you. God intends for you to win. Take authority. You have the power in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Gird up your loins and your mind. Prepare your mind for action. Get in gear. Concentration. Christians. Thinking, so no man thinketh in his heart. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we want to make sure that whatever we're thinking in our heart is concerning, it is the word of God. It's the truth. It's not what the enemy is throwing at us, not what he's saying. If God spoke a thing and said it to come to pass, we have to have the patience and the faith to know it shall come to pass. Obstacles are going to come. Situations are going to occur. The enemy is going to throw every kind of device, anything he can use that causes us to deviate off the path. So that's why we got to fill our spirit with the word. Fill our hearts over to God with the truth. Stand firm on the promise. Believe and not be moved. And even when we get a little fearful or fretful, cast that care, cast that concern back to the Lord. Because no matter what, the enemy is going to use that mind to play games with it, to try to find a way that he can get in an avenue or someplace he can, glory to God, try to sidetrack us or try to trip us up so that way we can start moaning and groaning and complaining and murmuring and getting frustrated and agitated and aggravated, so that way we will lose sight on the promises of the Lord. So while we're waiting on the Lord to move, can we worship? Can we praise him? Can we magnify him? Can we remember, glory to God, the things that he's brought us through and brought us out? Can he cause us to be overcomers and triumphant? So many other areas, so why would he not bring us through this particular crisis or this particular situation? And sometimes we have to join forces with our brother or our sister, glory to God, to touch and agree in prayer. First of all, going before him first and seeking out his face and seeking out his promise and seeking out, glory to God, what he wants us to do. Then in the meantime, we don't hear anything. We still got to just worship and praise and magnify. And know, glory to God, you are a faithful God. Your word lets us know that you are not a God that you should lie. And your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. Whatever is going on right about now, you got a way of coming in and moving. And we don't know the hour or the time, but we know you will move. And glory to God, you will work everything out for the good. And if there's anything in my life or anything that I'm doing or anything that I missed you, Lord, then forgive me so I can line myself up with your word. Praise the Lord. And we remember that it's a scripture that's in Peter that says, think it not strange of the fiery darts and the things that come to trials. It's some things that goes on that the Lord wants us to know, glory to God, he'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices, and there are going to be some things that are going to go on. There are going to be some afflictions. There are going to be some trying times. Jesus went through, so we're going to have to go through and know that we can be overcoming and triumphant in him. He gave us power through his word, through the Holy Spirit, and he's teaching and leading the guidance. He gave us the authority to bind and to loose. He gave us, glory to God, angels at our disposal, and he done told us to cast our cares upon him and to know, glory to God, in the midst of whatever's going through. God, what am I to learn through this? Or whatever it is, if it's just for your glory, if it's somewhere I need more strength, I need more faith, if I need, glory to God, to be able to walk more boldly or walk more, glory to God, in speaking and decreeing what you say, or is it I need to make sure that I have the whole armor on, or is it some things, glory to God, that I'm allowing, glory to God, to be passive in and not allowing you, glory to God, to have free reign? Am I taking the reins sometimes when I ought to be stepping back and allow the Holy Spirit to have free reign, when I might be overriding him or I might be grieving him? Lord, help me so that way I can stay in a place of worship. I can stay in a place of praising. There are going to be some times of disappointment and some times, glory to God, where I'm going to cry or be frustrated or aggravated, but I have to learn how to release it back to you, how to learn how, glory to God, even sharing how my heart feels at that time. But nevertheless, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. So we have to get into that place that we'll learn to just learn how to rest in the Lord and deviate from the path of the enemy want us to go over here and retaliate or be frustrated or draw to ourselves or feel inadequate or feel to the point I can't accomplish or I can't do or whatever, or either to the point where nobody cares and what's the use. He wants all kinds of situations that he has set up so he can have us depressed, oppressed, suppressed. But we got to remember the Lord said he'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. So in the midst of it, we rebuke him. We bind him up. But God, I give you glory. I give you praise. I'm going to magnify your name. I'm going to exalt your name. God, you've been too good to me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you've done for me, even when I think, Lord, to God, of how you saved me and brought me out, that is, I don't wouldn't have enough words to even just express the love and appreciation for that. Nevertheless, glory to God, alone with all the other things you have done and opened doors and made ways and touched and healed and delivered and set free, God, help me to learn how to just really just worship you. Even when it looks like the enemy tried to make it look, what are you going to do now? Oh, I'm going to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and allow him to strengthen my heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to call on the Lord, glory to God, which is my helper. Praise God. 1 Peter 1:15, be holy. You should be progressing and pursuing reflection of God the Father. Be holy in all conduct, in all departments of your life. God's holiness should penetrate our lives, bombard as well as bedroom, home, public, demonstration, whatever, praise God. Wherever we are, we ought to be living a life that makes a difference. We can't turn back around and be a part-time lover of God. And, oh, we have one face we show in church, one face we show in our home, one face we show on our job, when we are employed somewhere, or with some place we show another face in the marketplace. Jesus didn't have no three personalities. We got to get to a place no matter what. We may have our days of challenging times and highs and lows, but that does not mean that we should, our personality should change, that people can't even tell from one day to the next. Over there, you're supposed to be living a life portraying Christ. The other one, you're cussing and fussing, or you turn back around doing things contrary to the will of the Lord. We got to make sure that we are identifying with Christ, that we are disciples of Christ. And the Bible says they're going to know that we are his disciples by the love that we have for one another. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. We're in the world, but not of the world. We're born again believers, Holy Ghost, Spirit filled, glory to God. We're supposed to be walking in the love of the agape attributes of Jesus Christ, the Christian Christ, like, glory to God. Walking in, glory to God, what you're saying, having that attribute of being able to walk under the umbrella of love and glory to God, and faith, and kindness, glory to God, and glory to God, being a place that the fruit of the Spirit be operating in Galatians 5:22, and having, glory to God, as he told us to walk, glory to God, as in charity, and that love that's in the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. We must, glory to God, be in a place, glory to God, that we will be fruit-bearing people, and whatever, bearing the fruit of Jesus Christ. The Bible let us know, and so forth, in Matthew said that do we be able to tell the fruit by the tree, or the tree by its fruit, more or less. and so forth. So whatever fruit that's supposed to be on that tree is supposed to be in the natural, identified if it's an orange tree, if it's an apple tree, whatever. If it's a vine, glory to God, if grapes supposed to be on that vine, then you're not looking for peaches to be on that vine. If it's supposed to be, glory to God, if it's supposed to be lemon, then you're not going to be looking for to be able to see peaches on that vine, on the vine, whatever. You're going to be looking to see whatever that identification is, that we are in Christ and we're supposed to be disciples of Christ, then we're going to have the attributes of Christ. It shouldn't be the world in Christ and glory to God, one minute they see, and we're plotting, we're doing this, we're doing whatever, we're acting just like the world, and then next minute we're so holy than thou, and we're praising and laying hands and speaking in tongues or doing something or whatever that's just mimicking or perpetrating a fraud or having on this masquerade and whatever. We are to be able to identify. There's no fruit cocktail, glory to God. It is supposed to be, if we're going to identify as him, then we got to do so. It's a process and progress being made in the process, but we ought to not be jumping from one minute one way until the next way. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. I have a few other little things. We're not going to stay long. Praise God, but I wanted to let you know and stuff like this. I'm just sharing a few things. There must be a transformation, a renewing of our minds by the Word of God and the determination and not to terminate or abort the ministry that God has in us, the Lord has placed in us. Don't forfeit your inheritance. Don't sell your birthright and your salvation. So we can't be to a point that, like we said earlier, part-time lovers or glory to God, we're supposed to be representing Christ, and we should not see anything that's going to cause us to cause stumbling blocks for others, and we can't be a partaker of another man's sins. We got to be in place and be in a position to know, glory to God, that for Christ I live and for Christ I die. Some people just take that as just a little slogan or whatever, but we have to live our life according, because we're in the last days, and the things that the enemy is bringing out and pulling out now, and some things are even testing, glory to God, how we are believers, or we are true to the call of Christ. So there are going to be challenges. There are going to be some things that is going to try to keep us from living this life, but we got to be more determined like never before to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. It says about living in even in persistent faith. Now, we look at Jacob. Now, Jacob desired Rachel, and he worked 7 years waiting to marry the woman that he fell in love with when he first saw her. And his uncle tricked him. Well, we know from Jacob's past and his brother, too, and his twin, he was a trickster, too, as well, and his mom, too, as well. But still yet, the point we're going back to is he got tricked by his uncle and ended up marrying the older sister and stuff like this, Leah. And he had enough faith and determination that he pursued his dream to marry Rachel, that the love of his life, and he was rewarded with his desired bride, Rachel, after working 7 more years, 14 years for her, even though he was with his uncle longer than that, but he waited 14 years for her. He had to work 7 more years. Some of us don't even want to wait 14 minutes for God to move on our behalf. Be anxious for nothing, that the Bible says in Philippians 4:4-8. How are we to conduct ourselves or our mindset? Rejoice, make requests, give thanksgiving. God will in return give us peace that pass all understanding. Then he said, think on those things things that are true, that are noble, that are just, that's pure, that's lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if they're being in virtue, if they're being in praise, meditate on those things. Faith is belief in God. 71, oh Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. And in Christ, John 11:25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? There is a definite need for faith. Mark 9:23, Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
John 12:46, Jesus said, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I have to have that assurance, walking by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, and that's the Lord. For he who comes to him must believe that he is God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And with all of this and all that word, we know the adversary is trying to find some way he can plug in and try to cause any confusion or cause it to make it look like, because of our trial or situation, that he is not going to move or he is not going to work or this right here, I can't do this. I can't get through this. This is too much. I can't. But the more we fortify ourselves in the word, the more we stand on the promise, the more we give praise and glory and honor and worship him, the more we stand, glory to God, in covenant with him and stay, glory to God, with strong believers around us for support and helping us undergird each one another. The Bible says, strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And glory to God, bear one another burdens. And then it said, iron sharpen iron. So glory to God, that way we can keep some doors closed from the enemy, causing us to be POWs and prisoners of war and missing in action, MIAs and glory to God, KIAs and killed in action and so on. And we're talking about that kind of way where it's contrary to what the will of the Lord is, and things that doors might be open or things might happen for it to be sooner than, glory to God, it was time to check out of here. Praise the Lord. For glory to God. Faith for our justification, Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into the grace into which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, glory to God, the character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. Praise the Lord. Living in faith. Amen. And we have to be to a point, no matter what, we have to live this thing, walk it out by faith. Praise God. It is vital, glory to God, vital in Jesus Christ to have a personal faith that is characterized by integrity. Integrity, the term integrity means completeness or wholeness. For glory to God, integrity denotes soundness and the absence of corruption. When taken together, the biblical meaning of integrity portrays faith as a spiritual quality that is unadulterated and firm. It is only the type of faith that can withstand the myriad of circumstances of life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just give me a little bit more tidbits before we bring it on home. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I got something else I want to share with you. Bless the Lord. Hope it wasn't going too fast. What are we motivated by? Who are you trusting in? Where is your faith? What are you afraid of? Whose report do you believe? When are you going to anchor down in the Word of God? What kind of foundation are you standing on? The rock of Jesus, His Word, or sinking sand? That's the way that it seems right to that way that there's a way that seems right to man, but that way leads to destruction. Are you praying, rushing roulette with your life? The Bible says you can't serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. You can't eat off of the Lord's table and the devil's table. Revelation, hot or cold, lukewarm, he said he'll spew you out of his mouth. Revelation 3:15-16. Cold water is refreshing. Hot water is useful for medical purposes. Lukewarm water is neither. By analogy, the works of the Leocentric Church made May Christ want to vomit the believers out of his mouth. In very vivid terms, the Lord rejects the half-hearted efforts of self-satisfied Christians. Believers, the church felt because it had wealth, they needed nothing more than actuality. It was spirituality impoverished, spiritually naked. They didn't realize that true wealth was in the Lord, and serving him with a whole heart would bring increase in blessing, spiritually and naturally. Does that sound familiar among us? Thank God for his love and his mercy that provokes us to repentance for those that have an ear to hear and will obey the voice of the Lord. Praise God. In a day when many bodies of Christ are experiencing tremendous attack and persecution from the enemy, believers must regain the urgency and the compulsiveness to strive for intimacy with God. It is though this personal intimacy walk with the Lord that we discover the true meaning of God's promise to never leave us or forsake us. The Bible warns us repeatedly that all believers will struggle against Satan, his spiritual forces of darkness. Although the spiritual conflict that you and I struggle against is very real, the answers are just as tangible. You can survive and will through the winter. Don't wait any longer to discover that you are not the victim, but you are the victor. You are an overcomer, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You are more than a conqueror. The Lord is my strength, and he makes my feet like hinds' feet, and he makes me to walk upon my high places. Habakkuk 3:19. And the more and more God is pouring his word on inside of us and sharing it to let us know, glory God, with all of that to let us know how victorious we can have time to remind us of what he's brought us through, that we can be able to stand firm without a shadow of a doubt through the power of the Holy Spirit and standing on his word and his promises and keeping covenant with him and not being covenant breakers, glory to God, that we can be triumph and be more than than we can be a force to be reckoned with. So if we join forces even together, how much more one can take 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 of flight. But we got to be able to stand and be able to have a firm foundation on the rock of Jesus. Not, glory to God, part on sand and part, glory to God, on a firm foundation. We're standing firm on God's words on this and that, and then other things. We have some doors open where we're on sinking sand, and we have to make sure that that foundation holds up and that we'll be able to know that we can endure because of what God's word says. And also with John 15, it says, and so the Father's the husbandman, he's the vine, and we are the branches. And every branch that don't bear fruit, he takes away. But in the meantime, he prunes those, glory to God. So he even chastised those that he loved. We have to be in a place of no glory. God is working some things out in us and for us to be able to be transformed into that image, that true image of Jesus Christ. That's why he says, be not conformed to this world in Romans 12, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, renewing your mind in the word of God. And the enemy wants to take the mind. He wants to frustrate. He wants to aggravate. He wants to do everything he can. Criticize, ostracize, or bring betrayal and disappointment and heartache and disappointment and rape and murdering and all kinds of other horrible things to occur so that way we will not be in a place of victory. But he's a liar because God, Jesus Christ, has already been through and been an overcomer, triumphant, and victorious. Then he sent us help through the Holy Spirit. He sent us his word. He sent the angels. He sent glory to God, comfort, glory to God, through the Holy Spirit. He blesses, glory to God, through his promises in the name of Jesus. And many times he even answered before we even called. And he done told us when we delight in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. When we walk upright before him, he will hold no good thing from us. Look to the hills with coming to your help, realizing that your help comes from the Lord. Knowing, glory to God, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, but nothing without him. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake us. He'll cause us to run with the horsemen. He'll call us to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I will strengthen your heart. He'll told us, glory to God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. He already let us know, glory to God, that he told us to be strong in the Lord, like he told Joshua in Psalms 1. He told us to meditate on his word day and night, glory to God, and also, glory to God, for us not to be a partaker of another man's sins. He also let us know, glory to God, that the evil one, he came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. He want us to be victorious. He want us, glory to God, to know, hallelujah, that he'll do exceedingly abundantly more than we can think or ask. He made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He said, if we walk up, if we be in a place that we do what's right by him and so forth, we should eat the good of the land, willing and obedient, willing and obedient. We can't be to a place this week we're walking in Christ. This one, next month, then turn back around, some trial comes, then we done forgotten who our God is, or then we'll turn back around, I don't know, or whatever. We got to steadily keep making progress and being persistent and pursuing and persevering after him to know, glory to God, hallelujah, God is going to bring me out and bring me through and cause me to triumph and be victorious. That's why it's going to be so important to praise him. You don't praise him just because you feel good. You don't praise him just because all things are going well. You don't praise him just because I got money in my pocket or I got my cupboard full of, glory to God, all the various things, glory to God, that I need in my household or whatever. Or I'm riding in a nice vehicle. I got a nice home. Or I've attained some land. Or I got all kinds of degrees, from master's to a doctorate together, the DDDs and DDDs and whatever else, these. We got to be in a place no matter what. God, I worship and glorify you for saving and delivering me. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace every day. I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for keeping my family. I thank you for life. I thank you for so many things. And, oh, if it had not been for you taking me through this and bringing me through that and or causing me to overcome in this, that, and the other and give praise. Because he said, seek first the kingdom of God. All this righteousness, everything else will be added. Praise the Lord. We got to be to a place, no matter what, God, I trust you. I believe you. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. I will not be moved from this place. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes, glory to God, when it gets so heavy, sometimes we can praise our way through some things. We can find our way because we worship and glorify the Lord. He can do some miraculous and marvelous and wonderful things. And we'd be persistent. It would be like that unjust, that one widow woman with unjust judge, because he didn't regard God or man, and because she weary him, she was persistent in pursuing. Oh, she was vindicated. How much more we just persist and pursue after the Lord in spite of what the enemy says, in spite of what things done or whatever. They were saying, I can't remember about how many umpteen times they said, even President Lincoln, before he became president, he failed at this, that, each time, but he kept pressing and pursuing, kept pressing and pursuing, kept pressing and pursuing. How many times and so forth we hear about people even in their planning for trying to get a business or trying to get that or whatever. Some people give up so fast on something, and others, glory to God, they'll be persistent. They might have been turned down in loans 20 times, 30 times or whatever, and then just one time, all of a sudden, there it is. Some people just get turned away on something that's that one or two. Maybe it ain't God. Maybe it's not this and that. How sad it seems sometimes even with the world. Sometimes in their persistence, because God gave every man a measure of faith, sometimes the things that they persist and pursue in to obtain their goals, and we are looking like, wow, we got a helper on the inside. God has given us a word. He even given us some instructions about giving, and just because the enemy attacked and certain things, well, I don't know. I don't know whether that was the Lord. Maybe it's not the season. Maybe it's not the time. And don't know how to persist and pursue and stand on God's word until it comes to pass. Whether it's been a marriage, whether it be a ministry, whether it be glory to our health, glory to God, waiting for that healing, or waiting for our deliverance, or waiting on it for someone else, we got to learn how to be persistent and pursue and trust God, because he said those that come to him must believe that he is God and a reward of them that diligently seek you. Whatever you seek God for. In Mark 11, it told us to pass the 22, oh, we'll get past the mustard seed faith, but get on down to the prayer. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive whatever you ask for. And say, if you have any ought against anyone, then make sure, glory to God, that we forgive so that way our Father can forgive us if there's anything in our lives. It's got to be a persistent and a pursuit, but it's an order in everything that God wants done. And we cannot, glory to God, live a double life and expect God to move miraculous on our behalf. because even in the midst, go right here, pray your reign on the just as well as unjust, but we have an inside track. When we are living a life according to what he's called for believers and for us to be able to be obedient and keep covenant with him, there are some miraculous things he'll do on our behalf, and some things he'll do exceedingly abundantly above more we can think or ask. We didn't even ask. He just blessed us because of our obedience or because of his love for us and whatever. So there is so many blessings and promises in the Word of God, but he's requiring of us to walk according to what his Word says so that we can receive what he has for us. Psalms 37:34 says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you and inherit the land. To wait on the Lord is an act of faith. Not to wait on him is foolishness. And it says in Habakkuk 2, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. When God gives you a dream, a plan, a vision, or a word, hold on to it by faith. God is not a God that he shall lie. If he said it, it shall surely come to pass. It may come not the hour or the time that we think, but it's going to be on time, and it's going to be when he has already planned for it. Because there's seasons and times for everything. And sometimes we don't want to wait on the season. And sometimes out of our disobedience or rebellious or our lack of faith or doubting or complaining or murmuring, sometimes the winter seems longer, glory to God, than extended longer than it needs to be, because there's a lesson and some things that we have to learn in the midst, and sometimes God allowed it to be so until we wake up and glory to God and recognize what is going on or what's happening. And some things, glory to God, for us to walk in our authority, to walk in our peace, and for to walk in our faith, and however, praise the Lord, amen. Hold on to it by faith. God is not a God that he shall lie. As he said it, it shall come to pass. His word shall be as steadfast and accomplish everything that he set it out to do. Walk by faith and not by sight, not by emotions, not by naysayers, spirits that come through people or situations that sabotage that the Spirit of the Lord has spoken or revealed. Don't be moved by the distractions. Habakkuk's faith is seen in his anticipation or response from God. We must be in submission to God. 1 Peter 5, humble self under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt thee in due season. Though he tarry, wait for it. Though he tarry, wait for it. Glory to God. His plans is high. As heaven is from earth, is his plans. Well, it's that scripture that says, as high as heaven is from earth, is God's ways from our ways. And so we got to learn how to just trust God through faith and through the eyes of faith and not be moved by what is going on right about us right about now. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think toward you, I know the plans I have for you, is another way of speaking it, and that they are good and not for evil, and to bless you and to prosper you. And glory to God, give you a future. Praise the Lord. The godly, we're God's people, are responsible to study and proclaim his revelation while awaiting his fulfillment. It will surely come. God knows the time it will take place or come to fruition. Habakkuk 3:16-17, the prophet encouraged us not to be anxious in adversity. Habakkuk 3:19, the Lord God, Yahweh, is tied to the term Adonai, which means Lord, my strength. God will strengthen those who trust in him. He will give those who live by faith the same confidence that a sure-footed deer has in climbing a mountain, like a victorious army. The righteous with God's strengthened will occupy the high hills. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Trust, faith, obedience, and the heart of thanksgiving. Psalms 34:1, I will thank the Lord at all times. My mouth will always praise him. If you have a relationship with God or pursuing one with him, it won't be difficult to arrive at a place where you will be able to glorify the Lord and bless him in spite of the challenges, as because because you trust his word. Whatever the circumstances, you will stand on his truth. No matter what, my God will work this thing out for the God. I mean for the good. For my good, your good. Romans 8:28. No weapon formed against me or you shall prosper. It might be formed, and it might be there for a little while. It might be sometimes it's looking like the situation or like it's not going to change, but it's not going to prosper and accomplish what the enemy meant really. Not saying that we're not going to have some conflict or have some things that are, glory to God, going to affect us from those weapons, but it will not accomplish what it has set out to do. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will supply our needs according to his riches and glory. He sent his word to heal us. The just shall live by faith, and glory to God, and we shall reap if we faint not. John 4:23. True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God wants passion and commitment in our worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think this is the last little bit I'm going to give you, and then we're going to go ahead and bring it on in. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have treasures in this earthly vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. 8 verse, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are confident. Hard-pressed is translated, afflicted in. Rendered troubled on every side. Paul expresses outside were afflictions, inside were fears. Thus, every side means inside and out, yet he was not crushed. Perplexed is derived from the Greek word, the word for no. Oh, my shit, I can't miss, what I don't know there. The word for the way, thus perplexed means to be at a loss. One is perplexed when one sees no way out. Yet Paul was not in despair, which means utterly at a loss. As believers, we will face trials, but we must remember that God controls trials and uses them to strengthen his people. God's glory is manifested through broken vessels, through people who endure troubles, and by relying on his power. Persecuted is pursued by someone determined to harm someone else. Paul was not forsaken by the Lord. Paul was struck down, Acts 14:19, in lustrous at a crowd stone, Paul leaving him, Paul was left for dead, but he was not destroyed, killed. The Lord spared his life so that he could continue to preach the gospel, the good news, and testify of God's deliverance. God has the last say-so. No man can pluck us out of his hand. When he has a plan for our lives, the thief can come, but he can't cross the line except the Lord says so. We have to know within our heart and spirit that the word that the Lord is faithful and he is in control. What is it God is doing in the trial? It has a purpose. We must anchor down like that tree beside the still waters and not be moved. He's trusting, believing, obeying him, praying and praising and speaking. speaking his word over every situation. Give him glory. If we get weary, call upon him. And John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and from all unrighteousness. And he, glory to God, is a God that will restore. He know how to restore. He know how to raise us up. He know how to bless us. So we don't mind waiting on the Lord. Is that true, or does it just sound like the right thing to say or sound good singing? But truly, we must constantly condition ourselves to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Build ourselves up in our most holy faith so that we can produce fruit and patience, which is a virtue. And patience possesses your soul. Praise the Lord. We glorify and magnify the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Praise God. Because whom the sun set free is free indeed. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Stand fast in the liberty where he has set you free. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. In other words, don't be like that dog going back to his mama. But we got to stand, hold on to the promises of the Lord and know that he has a purpose and a plan for our life. And be willing to yield our vessels and ourselves, glory to God, to do the will of the Lord. Glorifying and magnifying him, knowing that we have a purpose, glory to God, in this life. And not allow the enemy to steal it. Like I said earlier, don't forfeit the promises of the Lord. Don't give up your birthright. Hold on, glory to God. And know, glory to God, you have the power in the name of Jesus to bind, to loose, to curse, and cancel, and put the enemy to flight. Praise the Lord. Make up our mind, glory to God, that we're going to be encouraged in the Lord. And we're going to stand fast and hold fast to his promise and his report concerning us in the name of Jesus. He's our healer, our deliverer, our savior, our burden bearer, our glory to God, our high tower, our strong tower, whatever we need, glory to God. He's not slack in concerning his promises as the man counts slackness. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. Father, we do thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the peace of God. Thank you for the promises of the Lord. Glory to God. Help us, glory to God, to be a people that will submit and be humbled and obedient and committed and submitted to whatever your call is, whatever your purpose is. Help us to learn how to praise and worship and magnify your name, not allow the situation to get overwhelming and out of hand before we get to a place that we cast a care to you and start standing on what your word says and bringing ourselves back to remember that you have a call for our life. You have a destiny. You have a plan. It's the enemy that wants to intercept and steal from us. So we got to be to a point that we know we're going to achieve and accomplish whatever you said, glory to God, for our life as we pursue the plan that you have and the purpose and to persevere. Glory to God. Destiny is calling. So God, help us in the name of Jesus to hold fast and glory to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you glory for the word, for the promises. And I thank you, Lord God, for putting in a word in our mouth in a timely fashion. Even, glory to God, we may have things in part, but you will, glory to God, bring forth it, glory to God, in the things that we need or is needed at that hour. Glory to God, help us to remember to always have a prayer life, to stay in communication with our eyes open, our mouth open for praise, our ears open to hear your directions and your command. Because you said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment in the name of Jesus. And we can measure, or you can measure our love for you by our obedience. So, God, help us to be a people that would obey and not just be in a lip service situation. Glory to God, trying to impress man for glory to God. But it's you that looks upon the heart. You know everything about us. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for you're so wonderful and so kind and so gracious and so merciful. And even in our shortcomings, we thank you for forgiving us. Thank you, God, for blessing us to have a mindset to be able to repent and to come into the knowledge of the truth of what the word is saying about us individually. In the name of Jesus, obey in your promises and learning to rest in you. I love you, Father, and I bless you, God. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done and doing in Jesus' name. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless these your people. You know the needs of each one of us. So, God, we pray, and as we cast those cares upon you, that you will have free reign. Let you have free reign and hold on to what you're saying and not what we're seeing. In Jesus' name. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right, we'll open the lines. Praise God for any remarks or praise God or anything that the Lord bless even through the word tonight or if there's a prayer request or either if there's a praise report. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. God, glory to God, no matter what is going on, no matter what the delays are, he's not denying us. Glory to God, if he promised it to be so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening.
Hey, praise the Lord. Prophetess, I thank and praise God for being able to come on tonight. This is Evangelist Cheryl. I wanted to just tell you that I've been looking at houses, and I want to pray about that, that I have favor. Met a couple and the wife every night, that God could move in that direction, open that door, and to continue to keep Deborah. Now that I finally got her transportation worked out, the woman was telling me to put her back in the area of Boston, and I'm like, I'm still transitioning to get a place. I do not want to transfer her till I know which place is going to come through. So a lot of confusion. That's the enemy. And just ask God to continue to bless my children. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I've come this far. And I thank God for each and every one of you and just asking you all to lift it up in prayer.
Most definitely, my sister, we'll do, definitely do that. And you say right now you, your place haven't came through yet?
Well, I saw it, and they weren't finished completely, you know, the work. So he told me, he called me this weekend and said it should be done by tomorrow. And only 2 years, I forgot when I went to see him. You know, every area has a different amount of money that they negotiate on. And that's about a $400 drop. And I omitted to tell him because at the time I didn't have the paper. But I am planning on telling him. I don't doubt he won't be able to get that much money. It is nice, but they're probably not going to pay him all that. And if not, I'm asking God to open up the door. But I already told the landlord I want to be out by the 1st. Of July. He called me the other day because he wanted to know, but I didn't have anything, so I didn't want to just move and have to move the stuff, put it in storage and move it again, if you know what I mean. So I said, I'll just pay the rent and hoping and praying to God, because it's been a long time, and I've been looking for a long time. If this is his will, this will come through. This is in a house. He even said it would be nice for Deborah and I. So I just want to pray the will of God and see if that's what I'm supposed to get. Rather than staying out there, don't have any desire to be there. I haven't been there. And I saw one of the individuals, as I told you, over here in the neighborhood. I know they don't know anybody here in a different city. Or maybe they do, but it's just that individual that we've been praying about. So just wanted to mention that as well.
Praise God. And while you are doing that, remember what the word is going on. It says, can you worship while the word is working? And we know the promises of the Lord, the things that he said, and we know the enemy that prairie things he'll say and do is just what God is saying, but we're going to come to pass, so we're going to be doing an agreement for God. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Any other?
Praise the Lord, my dear Mother McCormick, I can hear you. Yes, I just want to thank you for that word, because I tell you, I just needed it, and I praise God for the word of God tonight. I thank God for that word. Yes, I thank you, because when you were talking about the different things, and it came to my mind about being promoted, you know, how you keep taking tests over and over and over, and seem like you're not, if you don't pass this test, you got to go through it again, and it just that's what really came to my spirit whenever you were talking about different things, and how we have to just trust in the Lord and just hold on Him and lean out to our own understanding, all these kind of things, that the word that you were saying, like walking it out in faith, just praising God as we go through our situation, you know, and just waiting on Him. So I just thank God for your word on tonight. And also, I would just like to tell you that my grandson went to the thing this morning, and they had to put that dye in his arm to see his, you know, brains and everything. So we don't know nothing until or the result come back, but we looking for a good report because we know it's already done, and we speak it and we claim it in the name of Jesus right now. So we know it's already worked out. So we just, I just want to say that.
Keep worshiping. The word is working. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, encouragement, and to God be the glory. We thank God for that praise report that's coming from the young man and all the prayers that went forth before then. It's a process of elimination right now, but God is getting ready to move in a miraculous way. Any more reports or prayer requests or any more remarks before we go on with the prayer? Okay, then. All the lines are open. Okay, Father, we do honor you tonight, and we thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord God, for even when we're speaking or whether we're hearing it, God, help us to have our ears open all the time so we can be able to grasp what you are speaking unto our hearts at all times. So we'll never be speak more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you for the loving kindness of Jesus Christ and his mercy and his grace, healing and deliverance. We thank you for Sister Cheryl tonight, God, that you bless and move on the behalf of her daughter. Thank you for the transportation. Thank you, Lord God, for working that out for the apartment, the home, however. God, we're just thanking you that her persistence in pursuing to seek out your face, that there is a better way and a better plan that you have for her in the midst of what she was going through in the other apartment. So we're praying for favor, the doors to be open. We're praying for the finances to be just right. We're praying for the neighborhood. We're praying for the people. We're praying for even for her. Keep her focus, go over to God, to keep praying and keep praising and worshiping God and keep speaking and decreeing what thus said the Lord. Because you said we have not because we ask not, we ask amiss. And then when we be specific, we got to stand on it. But you say when we pray, believe that we receive what we're asking for. So, God, we're just thanking you for the favor. Pray continuous encouragement. Any obstacles, any situations or circumstances, even people that the enemy might plot to put in place, we're praying them strongholds down now, binding up, man. To be loose from its assignment, go back to the drop from which it came. Pray for her encouragement as well. We're praying for the little man, glory to God, a mother, McCormick's grandson. We are believing you for that report to come back. Glory to God, good report. Something, glory to God, and whatever, just something simple that can be corrected. But we're believing that baby's healing and holding us, and he's not going to continue to suffer with those circumstances keep coming up and occurring, those little issues, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for total deliverance. And whatever the enemy is plotting and planning in the background, we render him helpless, bind him up, and command him to be loose from his assignment from against that baby, that he should live and not die. In the works of the Lord without any complications or problems. Encourage his mom and dad, encourage her mother as she continues to pray for her family, stand in the gap. We are thanking you, for her family in the name of Jesus. We pray for Mother Willette, glory to God, for her son, for his divine healing. Pray encouragement to her. Pray for Mother Alexander. Pray, God, that you bless her. Pray for that mission trip that you'll have her to go on later on in, some months down the road, preparing everything to be in place, the financial part, the spiritual part, and for her to be globally God fortified, even in the spirit, even the more for the message that you'll have her to carry. Pray for her family overseas as well. Pray for Mother Smalls. Bless and heal her and continue to bless for the encouragement of hearing a voice, and praying globally God for Mother Freeman and continue to bless and heal and deliver her. Thank you for Mother Coker, glory to God, where she broke her pelvis bone. Now she's out of rehab, but she's home. And thank God, glory to God, for good assistance she's getting. And praying, glory to God, as the Lord bless you, said, listening some days to hear from the doctor when she can stand up and walk. So we're just praying total healing and deliverance. No setbacks, no problems whatsoever. We pray for our children getting ready to get out of school, the ones that are testing and finishing their testing, those, glory to God, are preparing us. We bind up every satanic and demonic force and setting up traps and snares to snatch our children up, to take their lives, to take, glory to God, their future, or either to have them set back or hurting or making the wrong decisions or getting with the wrong crowd or getting caught up, glory to God, in the various things that the enemy is offering or some of the things that the enemy is plotting to plan. We curse the works of the enemy, especially in the household of faith, and as for those innocent ones out there, that glory to God, and we are praying for those that may be mischief too. But God, give them, glory to God, for a turnaround in the right mind and right way to do some things, and also, glory to God, come against rebellion and stubborn and disobedience to parents, and also those that plead the blood of Jesus over our youth. We're praying, glory to God, for a change. And some might be in homes that may have been abused, and some might be in homes doing the abuse. And we're praying, glory to God, for change and deliverance. We're praying even for their teachers and for, glory to God, those that are supposed to be there to instruct them in the right manner and them are touching and feeling and doing things they shouldn't be doing. While we are praying for both caring teachers, but praying for them and their finance and for them to have a heart to teach and not to be in a place where they got to be spending for their lives too as well. We are praying, glory, for the parents. We're praying for, glory, the believers. We're praying for the prayer warriors. We're praying for you. Encourage them. Build them up. Bless them because they have families as well as they stand in the gap for other people to minister to them. Encourage them. Open doors. Blessing these finances, God. Some, glory, for ministries. They need them in their church ministry. Some they need, glory to God, in their homes. And others, glory, they want to be a blessing to others. We're just praying those doors. Glory, be open. And God, the wisdom of God, help us to keep covenant. We pray, glory, for unity in the praying against satanic forces that will cause people to get caught up in doing all hideous crimes and whatever. In the God help us praying. It may look like when we hear stuff that there's nothing happening, but then we can hear things and we know it was the hand of God, was miracles that came in. So we're going to keep the prayers on these walls that God is blessing and pray for the prayer warriors all around the globe. We pray for your protection, your shield to keep us and cover us. Don't let no hurt or danger come on us. We bind up every satanic force of the enemy. From the rob and steal. We're praying for favor, God. Praying for the anointing. Praying for strength. Praying for courage. Praying for obedience, peace, and joy. And glory to God. Praying, glory to God, for us to be faithful to the call of Christ. God, for as you bless us, glory to God, that we can be a blessing as well. God, we thank you for all that you've done and your angels being camped about us. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Burden, too. Bless her. Pastor Burden, get ready to make the transition to. Keep her and bless. Give her favor for her house to sell too early in the name of Jesus. We heard that praise report from Mother Willette's daughter. 2 weeks, she got her heart desire, whatever she put out there for the house, and it was sold in 2 weeks. That was God and Pastor Burton or someone else, I can't remember who it was, and someone else's home was sold in 2 days. So, God, there's nothing too hard for you. And so the same thing for some of us that are waiting on homes or waiting on transportation for a vehicle, I am, and also for some of the glory out that are believing God for other things in their homes and their families and salvation for their loved ones or people that they've been praying for. We believe in glory out you're going to. So we love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. Pray for the prayer warriors and those that are in need of prayer and various things over to God as we stand in place and be in for Monday night prayer as well. Pray for Pastor Dorothy as you bless her and encourage her. You're going to bless you to this ministry. Glory
bless
to God,
strengthening
her that she continue to use them, or bless her and her husband's, glory to God, bodies and their ministries. In Jesus' name we do pray.
Yes.
We love you and we adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Thank God, amen.
Praise God. If there is nothing else for tonight, we're going to say shalom, and Lord bless for those that will meet back up on Monday night for prayer at 7 o'clock. We look forward to hearing from you then and standing in the gap and giving God glory. Amen.
Continue.
Praise the Lord.
So, God bless.
Let me pray for you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this afternoon, Lord. We come ask you, Lord God, to look down on the womb of God that have already pulled her heart out on tonight. God, we pray that somebody have heard this word, God, and have to root. The word have took root in their life, that they have made a change in their life. God, we thank you, Lord God, for her, God, she is a woman, God, that stands on the word, a woman that always there for you when we need her, God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for a woman, a vessel that you have made, God, a vessel that you have put out for us to be able to know that she's the one that have been called by your word, God, and have been able to bring that word out, that word would be able to come in our life. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God right now, God, and we pray that you continue to give her her heart desire, work out situations in her life. God, we pray for her family. We pray that you continue, Lord God, to bless her. And, Lord, touch her body right now. If there is any pain or anything, that's not right, God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now, God. We ask you right now, God, to take her through, Lord God. Help her to continue, God, to have that strength to go through, God. Strengthen her body. Lift her up on every side. Help her, Lord God, to continue to be what you will have her to be, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her life and what you're going to continue to do. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. I bless the Lord for you. Praise the Lord. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Pray God's blessings upon you all and blessings throughout the weekend.
We certainly look forward
thank
to hearing the Lord on Monday night. Amen. Be blessed of the Lord. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you, Lord, for the praise reports that are coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Without God, we can do nothing. Through Him, we can do all things. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.